I'm the sinister, Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything,
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 anything.
Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade.
Welcome to the Tea Podcast, the podcast about anything and everything from the perspective of one man, and that man is me, T. from good old Boston, Massachusetts. Well, that statement's kind of a lie for this podcast. In this podcast, I'm bringing in B-Lo. B-Lo and I go way back. We've been friends for a better part of a decade. B-Lo is a lot like me. He's a funny guy, has a lot of opinions. Sometimes he's off the wall, batshit fucking crazy. And every now and then I'm gonna bring him into the show and he's going to be my co-host. So finally, without further ado, the Tea Podcast now has a co-host. That man's name on the podcast is B-Lo, and the two of us, just shooting the shit, we're going to entertain the hell out of you. So, listen to this podcast, to the shenanigans of both T and B-Lo. Thank you. All right, B-Lo, we're live.
Hey there! Hey now.
That from Howard Stern?
I love Howard Stern. I haven't listened to it. I told you that we talked about that recently.
I used to.
But you know what? Now I want to know. We haven't talked about it in a while. Where are we with our dating apps? And I haven't had the opportunity to do any swiping for a couple visits now.
Yeah, all right. So, no, I haven't been swiping lately, and the conversations that I've had going, a lot of them have fallen off, or I didn't pay attention, and that hurt me because I wasn't paying attention. Some of them stopped talking to me because of that, but there was that one from definitely from the show that stands out, Jessica. We were exchanging DMs, and then I just had a busy 2 weeks at work, and I didn't set up a time between the moving to get a date out there. And the window closed, and she unattached us on Hinge.
Well, I mean, typically in a relationship, if you ignore one of them, if one ignores the other, usually they do go away. So,
no, this is the week there until I come back. No, really?
I mean, the world does not revolve around you. I know you may think this.
It doesn't.
But you have to have a little compassion. You have to show interest.
I was trying, and I can't make excuses, but I guess I am. I had fucking a busy 2 weeks, and it's just going to get busier with this moving shit. But the office, my day job, I had some long days the past few weeks, and I just got a lot going on. I got I'm moving into a new office. And I'm moving into a new living space at the same time. And all I'm doing is packing up shit and figuring out things. And I got projects at the office, and I got projects at home. I got moving projects. It's just no excuses. I just didn't have time to.
It's called life. We all have this thing called life.
I know this. But there are times in life. It's like peaks and valleys.
So when you're moving your office at work, like, what do you have to do? Are you going to pack up the whole office on your backpack and then move it? Or is this like a long
deal? I'm going to backpack, and I'm going to move it all on Marathon Monday, so I can't participate this year. I'm sorry. It's funny. There is, you know me, I'm very particular about how I have
to. I thought you were like this high and mighty person. You don't have moving people coming to move your office?
Oh, we do. But it's just like they're doing it. It's not just me. They're coordinating a bunch of people moving at the same time. We're just moving certain people or certain levels around. But I've moved a couple times in with this company. You do. You have the option of getting the moving people, putting stuff into a bins, and either you could pack it yourself and move it along, or they'll put it to your new space. I have to figure out which way I want to go.
How much stuff do you have at your office that you need?
Between what? The office and here, man, like, I'm not like a hoarder.
Listen, I don't care about the house.
You asked, and I'm.
I said, how much stuff do you have at the office to move? Like, how much stuff is in your office? A freaking filing cabinet at most?
unlike you, who stopped taking pictures of them, the Pop Funko guys, I have my plethora of Pop Funkos in my office. They take up space. I got all my Patriots stuff of all my years and years and the seasons I've been to and all the banners and towels. I got to get that all over there. And then I actually have my work shit. I got two screens. I got a fucking phone. I got my docking station. I got the laptop itself. I got file cabinets and I got space and I got drawers where I keep
okay,
all my stuff.
Now we're at like an hour tops moving. I mean, come on.
I'm not saying it's me that's holding it up. It's a coordinated attack. A lot of people.
No, but what you're saying is you have so much going on, you couldn't talk to poor Jessica because you're so busy worried about moving at the office.
No.
That's how this started.
You said we haven't talked about this in a couple of weeks. I'm giving you what's been going on in my life the last 2 weeks since we last done this. And a lot of it is my life just gotten busier than usual. It's always busy. And you're right. So if somebody had my attention, no matter how busy I was, I will find time for her. But apparently I wasn't seeing that spark to make the time. Look, if I can make the time to Snapchat you offensive shit all day, believe me, I could find the time to put a little, oh, LOL, Jessica, how is your day going? Oh, thank you for asking. Oh, can you believe it's almost a couple of weeks before Game of Thrones comes back? How about that weather we're having? I could do all that fucking bullshit. I just didn't do it.
I look like Luke Skywalker.
You are far from being a Jedi, my friend.
No, I'm the Jedi Master.
So, do you want to go to the apps and do a little swipey-swipey?
Yeah. I mean, because we're, like, batting, like, zero right now. I hope this summer you have some activity.
I'm hoping this summer, after all this shit that I've been going through and how busy I've been in the new place and all this, I don't need to be swiping. I'm hoping something falls out of the sky from baby Jesus saying, here, T, here she is. Fucking enough. You fucked up enough relationships in your life. Here's the woman for you. Be on your merry fucking way. Shut the fuck up. That's what I'm hoping.
It's not. God's not going to do that to you. You have to put the work into it.
Oh, shit. Really?
I mean, relationships should not be work. This is my thing. But you have to put energy into them. Okay? I'm not saying that they don't require work. People talk about, oh, relationship with work, relationship. But no. You should not consider it work. You should put energy into it because you want to be in it.
I agree. And even with the app stance, if it feels like work with me and Jessica trying to communicate and it felt like I'm trying to fit her in between the moves, that to me makes it look like it's work, right? So I agree. All right. I'm on here.
And I want to let you know that I feel very proud of myself while you're looking up girls to swipe. I'm going to start donating my time, volunteering more to do things for the community and do things for the area. You know what I actually want to do is I want to start walking around picking up trash. I walk around a lot, and
they have prison programs for that.
Oh man, it's a disgrace. You walk around, if you just carry a little thing with the little long stick with the little claws at the end.
Why don't you adopt the highway like Kramer in Seinfeld that time when he started painting the lanes to consolidate the lanes together? I can picture you doing that. You should adopt the highway. The below highway. All right.
That'd be hilarious.
First one to open up to.
Wait, what app are we on?
We're on Bumble, for those of you at home. This is Jessica.
Another Jessica. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Read me some Jessica's info.
34. Wow, finally. It didn't go to her information, which is odd. Usually they have something. It goes to a scroll of pictures. It's her and Jeff Goldblum, which is totally random. Her and the giant C for cunt.
No. We're going to start teaching you how to be nice. So when you see these girls, you're going to be respectful. I'm going to transform you to a gentleman.
I am a gentleman. You know, don't say that because people get the wrong idea. I am. What did Mary say when she met me? I am one of the most cordial, nicest guys around. When I'm with you, you bring out the worst in me, you fuck.
No, you're a very nice guy.
I am. I just have different sides to me.
You just want to call girls coons on the
I would never call a woman podcast. A coon to her face. Here's Jessica with two beers next to her for some reason on that little stool. She could be an alcoholic.
All right. Read
there's
something
no details. This. Nothing. Oh, all of this is right. Location.
Swipe wow. Right.
White means no. Right is good. Left is bad. Right means I want to talk.
Left is loser, right is good. We're going right, man. We're going to
put no details. All right, let's do
it. Yeah, it's just because that could be the one. That could be like the silent like goddess.
I went right. All right. Sadie? I can't tell her nationality.
Left. You want to put blue braids in your hair and look like a that's a young thing for you. I mean, nothing I have against the young people, but that's not for you. Why do you keep swiping?
Because there's some beasts that are pulling up that I don't want you to have the opportunity to say go right on.
No.
Right. Alex is 31, 5 feet. She's active, graduate degree. I like that. Socially, she drinks, never smokes, doesn't know yet about her political aspirations. This is weird. Usually they tell you, and wants kids someday. She's a Leo. Oh, I'm also a Leo.
But she's 31, you're 41. She's 5 feet tall.
Oh, she's cute, man. Look at her. Look at that. She's a cute little 5 foot package. Oh, I want to put her on my
swipe right. I would swipe right on Jessica. I mean, what's her name? Alex. I would swipe right on Alex.
You're writing this down. So Jessica right, Alex right. Again, they have to go right on me. I have to go up in the pool, so it's rare. All right, going right. All right.
Yeah, you're making these nasty faces. You have to give me the opportunity
because
to go left.
Look, what the fuck, man? If you ever told me to go right on that, I'd kill you. Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't know. I went left. I think it was like Mallory. Come on. What is that? Those are meth eyes. Those are meth eyes.
How old is she? I want to go right on her. She's got that 34. Nice, cute look.
She's 5'9". No, look at her head. She looks like...
I'm okay with that.
No, she look again, you know me, when they look like they have a little bit of Down syndrome in them, my kids are going to come up with Down syndrome. I can't do this. I'm going left. I'm not giving you opportunity. All right, Michelle.
What if she really did have Down syndrome and she's trying to live something about her life and you're picking on the way she looks? You wouldn't let me pick on the way you look tonight.
I look fantastic. This is Michelle. She's 37.
I like Michelle, 37.
She's a marketing manager.
Oh, sounds good.
She has a whole, wow, she has a little intro. Let's get into this. I never thought that finding a normal man would be so hard. Oh, well, you're right. We're not normal. It's like trying to win the Mega Millions. Brace yourself because I enjoy normal things like traveling and going to the movies, sci-fi, fantasy, action. I like to cook, bake, and I like to laugh, so you should have a sense of humor. INTJ. Introvert. What's that scale? I've seen this before.
It means
Some of them put that on.
Yes. Yes.
As you search that INTJ meaning, go ahead, search that.
I did mine. I did mine too.
I had it from actually work. She's 5'6". She's active, undergrad degree, drinks socially, never smokes, looking for a relationship. Oh, that's what they're looking for. Not political aspirations. Means what you're looking for, aren't you?
Myers-Briggs is what
Myers-Briggs,
it is.
Myers-Briggs, I'm taking that test. She's an Aries and she's Christian. I don't know. All right, look at this. Again, you know my take when there's the neck rolls in no shape of the shoulders.
That's not the same hair. Girl that we just were talking about?
Yeah, it's actually, it's Michelle.
That's the same girl?
I reacted the same way. Can I go left?
No.
Yeah, no, I'm going left. Look at that. Come on. It looks like she's wearing a fucking poncho.
She's a what? I'm an INTP.
Look at her picture fucking of the Grand Canyon.
I think I'm an INTP.
Look how much space she takes up in the Grand Canyon.
I shouldn't laugh. That was not nice.
I went left. No, we have every right to do this because I'm being judged too. So it's okay. We'll never meet them. We'll never do this. We just talked about this on one of the previous podcasts. It's okay to joke around as long as we don't direct it towards any certain individual. That would be hateful. That would be mean. We could laugh as two jokingly guys trying to find me a date that's up to my standards and I'm up to their standards.
I think I'm an INTP. I'm looking at the Myers-Briggs test.
You want to keep the bit going? Great. You want me to swipe for you? Stacy is 37. Brunette. Her eyebrows are very thin. I don't like very thin eyebrows. Look.
You know what? Speaking of eyebrows, don't I notice what it goes back with this whole makeup thing when we're talking about? I really would think we should go more like what you know, this whole like girls getting dressed for other girls versus guys. Like these girls have been like painting their eyebrows on. Like I've seen some girls that look like fucking clowns. Like how it looks like they just took like a big black, you know, those big black magic markers with the big tip and just like drew. And I'm like, how can you think that's nice? And I've come across some that you could actually see their hair like sticking out and they have that big perfectly square line.
Yeah.
Like they like how is that attractive? Like am I missing something in fashion?
A woman's eyebrow game has to be very, very particular, and a lot of women get a good eyebrow person that they go once a week, every other week to get their eyebrows done. But there are some who can't afford that luxury, or they think that they're doing it themselves, they are doing it justice, that they look good, which they're delusional. I see that all the time too. Again, I'm not hung up on a lot of those features, but your eyebrows can't be fucked up. You can't, my thing is you can't have like no eyebrows. It can't be like a really thin, whether it's drawn on or just the hair, or the other one, like I think you're heading at. I saw a girl, she's in my building, not in my office, but she's in one of the companies in my building. It starts right here, kind of like go straight, then it goes like this, then it comes down like a Nike swoosh.
But
and it's like it looks like a black permanent marker. And it's a bad fucking look. And it's like,
no, it's like I've come across that and I'm just like, I mean, listen, and I go back to what I'm saying. Anytime you're doing makeup or anything to enhance yourself, it should not be noticeable. People should not know that you did it.
Yeah, it should be.
That's how you become beautiful. Yeah. You want to look as natural as possible and get the, you know, and accentuate the stuff. Those big black magic marks, I can't even talk. I'm getting so flustered thinking about it. Okay, go ahead.
We're gonna do that bit on the podcast this summer. T and B-Lo's straight man take on today's modern woman. We're gonna go through our list of shit. That's coming. All right. She's 5'4", goes to the gym sometimes. Undergrad degree, drinks socially, never smokes, has cats. I like Tigger. Looking for marriage, cancer, and Christian. Again, look, man, I don't like that. You don't have to be. You can tell she goes to the gym sometimes because if she was more active, her arms wouldn't be like grandma arms. Look at that. There's no shape to that.
What is wrong with you? Listen. Step the bar down a little bit. She's
beautiful. My arms are fine. I have shape. I work hard. I'm not a bodybuilder. I'll never have a six-pack, but I put the effort in. I want effort as well. Look, it's not a physical thing. It's just that we'll have that in common. She'll understand.
But there's nothing wrong with her. She looks like she's in shape. I'm not saying. She may not be.
No, but look. See,
I would swipe right.
She only has 3 pitches. And now she's trying to tell me, beach or mountains, beach if I can have it, both I'll take it. Child celebrity crush Steve Burton. Isn't that the fucking local sports guy? Steve Burton? That's weird. And after work, you can find me at the gym. No, I cannot find you at the gym because your arms.
No, she looks like she's in shape.
Otherwise, she doesn't have to be in total shape. But this right here, you want me to go right?
Yes.
I'm not going to be happy if she talks to me, just so you know.
No, you should talk to her, though, because, you know what, some of these girls, again, you set your bars too high, you're not going to find anybody. Come on, why are you doing that to me?
We're talking about eyebrows. Look at that one eye. She's giving me the stank eye. I didn't even meet the girl, and she's already giving me the stank eye. Look, you can't give me that look until at least date number 6. Like, I'll earn that. Trust me, I'll earn the stank eye from you, honey. This right here, no. No, look at that.
Yeah,
that's what she's always looking like this. I'll see that in my fucking nightmares.
Nah, well, okay. You call it the stank eye.
She has it in every picture. Look, she has a stank eye. There's something wrong with her eyes. Look.
I'm okay with that. I just don't like the way she accentuated her face
with the eyebrows.
Yeah, with the abundant black face eyebrow
stuff. You can't even see her nose. Look, there's no shape to her nose.
This isn't rank on the girls. This is, right, let's find someone to sweep
right up. It isn't. But look, B-Lo, let me get this through your head. Every girl that's on these fucking apps right now, they don't like doing it alone. They want their girlfriends to have saying it. So they swipe and they're worse than us. They're going, oh, hey, look at him. Oh, hey, look at him. Oh, he has something wrong. That's what they're fucking doing. So it's okay for you and I to go through this bit and judge women we're never going to see. We wouldn't do this in person. I'm going left. All right. She has short hair. I'm not big on the short hair, but Alex, no makeup on, which is not bad. She probably looks even
how old is she? She looks like she's really like young.
She's 30.
University of Miami.
sassier than your average engineer. Oh, well, only slightly more responsible than the average teenager. Huh? And more smoke and burn than a neat Lafriog. Message me if you're forever chasing that hashtag. She's trying to think she's smarter than what she is, and I don't like it. Now, look, her arms aren't totally toned, but I like that body. That's a natural body.
Then swipe.
I just don't understand what the fuck she has in her bio. She's from the Ville. She's from Somerville. Oh, this is going to end up with me getting fucking murdered. I'm going to get stabbed in my sleep. All right, I won't write.
Good.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Another one. One more, we'll move on from this bit. Wow, another Jessica. Jessica, 33.
See?
I like this this disheveled look. Look at her hair.
Yeah.
Natural. Not blonde. Not a brunette. It's like what we call that, dirty blonde. Work hard, nap hard. 5'3", active, graduate degree, drink socially, looking for a relationship, wants kids someday. She's a Sagittarius, liberal, spiritual. Something about those eyes. She got those, come fuck me eyes.
She has a very, yes, she has a very seductive look.
Pouty.
You sit. Yeah, I would swipe right.
Oh, she's meditating in her backyard in the bushes. That might become a problem. She got a ball on her
head. Is she sitting on anything? Or is she just like really in the bushes?
No, bro, she's in the bushes.
She's going to get bugs and dirt on her. She'd never get out of my house.
All right, there you go. You're judging her. She's going to get your shit dirty. Ooh, another one in the Grand Canyon. But notice how little space she takes up.
No, I would swipe on her. She's cool. She looks kind of cool.
Go over the hinge. I agree. Let's see what happens. All right. Julianne just popped up on Hinge. I don't know. She looks like a mom right from her first picture. I didn't swipe. Now we're on Hinge. She looks like a judgmental mom.
But it's okay to be a mom.
I know, but I'm just saying. You know, we went through this for me. Oh, she doesn't have kids. She has a cool dog. German Shepherd. What's that?
Her dog.
Which one's the dog? Now that's fucked up. You hear that, ladies? Philo is not quite the gentleman now, is he? With that's offensive.
No, I am always a gentleman. I was just trying to play into your bit. I would swipe left on her.
All right.
And so, no, it's not because of the dog. Did you know Mary has a dog?
No. What kind?
Yeah, Mary has a dog.
I love dogs. I love all animals. I love animals more than people. I X'd it. Here you X, you don't swipe.
Oh.
All right, here's this girl. She must like her alcohol because right now she thinks she's the fucking captain. She's like, look, I'm the captain now. I don't know what the fuck she's doing. She's saluting me. She has a captain's hat on.
What is that? Like,
I don't know. Like, but most people
take it. You know what? I'm not judging. I'm not picking on somebody. But I'm like, you're posting a photo that's trying to attract. That's why she did that first picture.
Yep, exactly. X out. She
but again, but you see, like, how old is she?
She was 37.
Yeah, see, a 37-year-old, in my opinion, should not be posting a picture like that. Listen, I have fun. I do things like that. But if you're on a site where you're trying to attract people who are serious, you have to put some serious, like, photos.
Well, speaking of serious, this is Johanna. She's Colombian from the city of Lynn. This looks like fucking a Tinder quality. About her, 32, 5'5", from Lynn. She drinks, doesn't smoke weed. They're not listed that she has kids, so she definitely has kids. This is her. I mean, I'm just stereotyping her. I mean, she's from Lynn. And
yeah, I'd stay out of Lynn. I'd swipe left. I wouldn't like not to judge people by where they come from or anything like that, but she's from Lynn.
Lynn,
the city of sin. You never come back the way you went in.
Don't come out the way you go in. Yeah, exactly. East Boston, you may walk in, but you're leaving a coffin.
Yeah, no, it's the pictures that she was posting of herself fit the characteristic of somebody from Lynn. Not saying that everybody from Lynn's bad, but most of the people who are good leave.
Yeah, that look right there just fit the old vernacular. Hinge right now is really pretty bad.
I think I have to shave. This is like, I'm looking like a grandpa.
All right, one more on Hinge, then we're moving on from this bit. All right, we got... I don't like, what, we didn't talk about this, pierced noses. I don't like pierced noses. I don't like
hoops. I like pierced noses.
I don't like the hoops in the nose. I could get by with like a diamond stud in the nose. I don't like hoops in the nose. It's distracting.
I think whatever. I like hoops. I like nose rings. I think, but whatever jewelry you wear should complement you and what you're wearing also.
I mean, jewelry at a minimum. I do on a woman. I like a nice pair of diamond earrings, maybe a watch, and maybe a nice necklace. I'm big on rings or stuff like
no,
that.
No, I'm like you too. I'm not into. What I call like basic bitches, right? Like it's like if you listen to the theme of what we keep talking about, you don't overdo it, you don't overshow it. So some subtle things to accentuate you because you don't want to take away or distract from your beauty. You want to have accessories to your beauty. So yes, pair of earrings, nose rings fine, necklace is fine, rings fine. But I mean, it's not saying you have to have all that stuff either. But sometimes just the natural beauty is fine.
I may just shut down Hinge tonight because all these girls right now. All right, let's try one. Noelle, I think it's the one on the left.
Again, see, but you're pre-screening them.
No, I'm not. I'm just Xing the ones. Literally, what one picture pops up. Judging them on that one picture. This has just popped up with Noelle, so now I'm just gonna go down. On Saturday at 2 a.m., you could find me asleep. This is her wearing. I don't know what the fuck that is. Looks like she killed a fucking polar bear and she wore his fucking skin.
See, the glare is like bad with the pictures. Like she doesn't have a nose at all. She's
35'6" from Plymouth. Doesn't have kids. Drinks. Doesn't smoke. Smokes weed sometimes. Does drugs sometimes. Very rarely do I see that. And the pill, the little pill icon she has sometimes. She's into the pills. But she's agnostic and she's conservative. She's conservative, but hey, fuck it. Give me a pill.
She may root for you. Agnostic's good. Swipe left.
She's all over the place. Yeah, I'll X her up. All right, Bilo. We're going to close shop on this.
We didn't get anything good.
We had a couple of hits on Bumble. Hinge is dragging.
No, I want you to spark up. I want you to spark up a Tinder account and see if anything comes from it.
If I don't get something going with this the next couple of weeks when I'm into the new place, I'll go on a couple more apps and we'll really give this a go at it, a good gander. I'll fucking bring back Tinder and
Because now that it's getting nice, I want to go out and do the Bilo live on scene, hidden in the bushes. I'd be like,
I'll let you pick one. So Tinder, and I'll let you pick another app.
There goes. I don't know anything about the app.
It doesn't matter. All right, how about this? I'll get on another one, Tinder, which is going to be weird at my age, but I'll get on it, and we'll find another one. I'll let you build out the profile. I'll let you write the bio about me from your point of view. I'll even let you fucking choose the pitches. All right?
Okay. Got it. On it. Can I swipe and talk, too? Good. I'll get you on dates.
Yeah.
I'll be like,
yeah. You know what? All right. How about that? Even better. I'll give you all
I'll be like, T.
my login shit, and you set up for them. You run the account. How's that sound?
I'll go, T. Meet someone over in Copley. At 6 o'clock.
but I gotta trust you. As good as it is for the show, you can't put me in a situation where either I may kill someone or they may kill me. Just as entertaining as you want to make it, just I'm gonna let you run the account. Jot that down. We'll make that a bit. I'm gonna let you create one of my online.
No, profiles. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna create the account.
We'll do it. We'll get on there. But
and
not
maybe
right
I'll have Mary. I'll have Mary or somebody help me too to put a girl's point of view to see if we can spruce it up and get a little help.
I would like that. I would appreciate it if you, as much as you're gonna have fun with it, that you allow her to swipe too, because it'll be entertaining to see. Because it's always great when I will go to like my cousin's wife or any close female friend saying, what do you think about this girl? So yeah, see what she can do too. Have her swipe.
Yeah, I will.
Because if you're in charge of the thing the entire time, who knows what fucking kind of situations.
No, you know me. I talk like for the good of the bits here, but I'm a good person. I'm a serious person.
It'll be great when we go on a date and I'm talking to her and she's like, yeah, I also hate when people come into my house with their outside clothes. I'm like, what?
No, I'm going to talk like I'm like you. And then before you go on the date, I'll give you the rundown. So that way you don't even have, you'll get the cliff notes. And I'll be like, okay, she has a cat. You told her you did this. But I know enough about you to talk to them so that you could have a natural conversation.
So, ladies and gentlemen, eventually, once we're a couple of weeks, Bilo is going to set up an online dating account for me, and he's going to act like me, and he's going to do the swiping and the talking and set up a date for me, and I'll show up in the dates, and we'll come back here and we'll give you feedback. So stay tuned for that upcoming T and Bilo little adventure, the little situation we're about to get into.
That would be – I'm looking forward to that.
Still looking forward. Yeah. I made a mention on the earlier podcast that I got the Marathon Monday ticket. So I'm hoping we get some good weather again, because it sucks that, I mean, last year kind of just fit my attitude. Everything I was going through, I'm not glad it got rained out, but we haven't done this in 2 years. It's crazy as that sounds. It's been 2 years since we've done Marathon Monday, and we got to get back to it.
So we did it the year before last.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago. And that was probably one of the best ones. And I really hope we get to that again.
Oh, that was the sidewalk one.
That was the sidewalk spitting incident of 2017. But
that was a good one.
Yeah, but this year, I mean, I'm starting my new place, which is even closer to Fenway Park. And my new place is going to be fun, and I can't wait to get everybody over there as I'll get my keys. That Marathon Monday, I'm excited about that, but I get my keys to my new apartment tomorrow. So it's official. I can start finally bringing things over, because everybody's so concerned about, why is it taking me so long to move? It's not. I haven't stopped moving yet. I just threw shit away, and I packed
it. It takes a long time to pack.
Exactly.
People don't realize how...
Yeah, but people don't know my game plan. I think you and I talked about it, whether it was on or off here. I got all new furniture. But, I mean, I got a whole new TV, like all new electronics that's going to be delivered there. I went through my closets and stuff that I need to keep, and now I'm just putting that stuff together. But, yeah, hey, everybody, I got to get rid of my existing furniture. Now, people don't take furniture anymore like they used to, and I'm just trying to find some places. I don't want to try to make any money. I want to donate it. So I reached out to a couple of charities to figure out if they could come into the city and pick it up. So I'm waiting to hear back this week. I was in there earlier today, but I know upholstered stuff, they're worried about bed bugs and shit like that.
Yeah,
but,
man, you can't donate anything anymore. They talk about all the stuff that everybody wants, but you can't donate everything. They charge you to take stuff in some cases, or they just want the money.
You know, I'll pay a moving fee, but the places I found, like Habitat for Humanity, Salvation Army does it, but they do certain dates, and the next one is until April 15th to pick up, and that's way past me moving. I need it for like two more weekends. I need the weekend of the 30th. But I found some places that do take furniture. They'll take couches and stuff, so I'm hoping that they get back to me and take everything. So I hope they actually come and remove it out of my apartment, because I won't have another body to bring shit down until that weekend. So I'm hoping they just come inside and take the fucking shit.
I could never sit on a used couch.
It's not. That's why it's the charities. It's the people that can't afford a couch. Not you buying one used again when used. It's for poor people that can't furnish their places. Getting back off their feet, back on their feet from hard times. And they. I read the whole thing. A lot of them do it. It's like a lot.
No,
of
it's good. I tried it. I've told you. I turned over a new leaf. Not that I've never been like that, but I'm really like, I'm trying to volunteer more. I've donated. I signed up for like, you know, a lot of these organizations and donated money, not a lot of money in some cases, but I want to volunteer my time and do stuff. I sign up from things with like the United Way to volunteer time. I think it's good to help and give back to the community.
You know what I got to do is some of my dress clothes for the office and some suits. I don't have to wear suits to the office, but I got some even suits. You know, I try to update my suits every 2-3 years. I haven't done it since I moved out of my old place, and that was 2010. I forget what it was called, but there was a place that takes your suits, and they're for guys who, again, were homeless, poor, getting back on their feet. They need suits for job interviews. I forget what it was called, but there was a drop-off that I drove to that time, that I walked to it. I think it was somewhere actually back into this neighborhood, Fenway. But there's actually, if you have suits, there are some charities, organizations out there that you could donate your suits and help other guys get suits to wear on job interviews. So like you donating, I don't like just throwing things away. I want to give stuff away because that's something that my mother will want me to do. And plus, I'm in a pretty good place where I don't have to try to sell everything. I will give it away. So I'm just trying to figure out who could take my furniture and who could take my clothes off my hands.
Well, I'm a firm believer in karma.
Yes.
Not only karma, like karma's a bitch and it's bad. I believe if you give, then when you really need it, you'll get. Because, you know, you may be fortunate today. Or me, or not you as a new person. You know, I say that. I said, it drives Mary crazy sometimes. I say you, and she thinks I'm talking about her. She's like, I don't do that. I'm like, no, I'm not saying you. I'm saying you, a person in general. I think, you know, someone told me one time, remember the faces of those you see on the way up, because those are the same faces you're going to see on the way down. So it's true. I think, and you feel better. I feel a lot better now that I donate, and I'm nice. I say hi. Mary and I went out for sushi the other night, best sushi in the world, and I saw the bar back kid. He was working pretty hard, so I gave him a $20 bill. Said he's working too hard.
Good for you.
And the kid lit up. And then he started talking. He's like, you a regular in here? I'm like, I come in. He goes, I haven't seen you. I said, listen, don't worry about it. I said, just take it. You work pretty hard, and just have a good night. You know, I didn't have to worry about him small talking me or anything like that. So it's good to do something like that.
I'm big on that with the, when I first moved to the city, I don't go out like I used to, but when I first moved to the city, you know, 9-10 years ago, I was out every fucking night. I built up networks at every bar, every club, every restaurant. It's good to tip people because I know how hard they work in that industry. And again, a lot of them, especially waitresses, where they work on like not even minimum wage, it's just ridiculous what they get. But also, as much as you're giving them money because they don't make a lot of money, you actually build up a network because that person is going to remember you next time you come in, make sure your experience is good, make sure you know they get a table for you, make sure you don't have to wait in line. So it's kind of like that kind of gives the karma. It gives and takes at the same time.
Well, so you're doing that because you want to hook up so they get to know you. I'm talking about just making an impact on someone's life and them getting a little smile on their face because you gave them something and you appreciate it.
I tend to give big tips to places that I never go back on. Like if there's a place that I've never been to before, I'll never go back. Like if I'm in another state, another country, I still tip big because
I read an article and I wanted to do this. You know, I read the things about the trash picking up. So I'm going to stop picking up trash. I'm going to go to Lowe's or Home Depot and get one of the little things. And when I go for a walk, I'll take a trash bag with me. The only thing is I just don't know where to put it. Do I just leave the trash bag on the side of the road?
You got to know where they pick it up. They do pick up in the city. I see them pick up all the time. You got to know where they're picking up. They probably have designated areas. Look for like a trash bag.
I don't want to – I can pick up all the trash, but I'm not going to like carry through the whole city and like take it back to my house. I mean, I guess I could, but, you know, I could – I'll probably fill up 12 bags between here and, you know, downtown.
I find that odd, you being a clean, below CD with your cleanliness and is godliness. I'm surprised that that's one of the things you're being gravitated, that you're gravitating towards, that you want to pick up trash. Other
because
people's
I spend
trash.
A lot of time outside walking, and I don't like to see trash all over the place. So
but it's covered in germs. I know how you are, so I'm surprised.
I'm going to get one of those big extender arms. See everybody, not everybody, a lot of people bitch and complain and would say, oh, well, somebody needs to pick up the city. Someone needs to pick up the city. You want to know something? You participate. If all of us did something like that, we'd all live in a better place. Everyone's always complaining because they want somebody to do something. Do you want to know something? It starts with you. And you may feel good about yourself. The other thing that I want you to do, a little experiment, I want you to give a positive comment to everybody that you make eye contact with on your way to and from work. If they make eye contact with you, you have to give a positive comment like, hey, I hope you're having a good day, or hey, I like your shoes, or something like that. And notice the difference in the person's face when someone just shows an appreciative compliment to them. Not a sarcastic wise ass, but just have a smile on your face and be nice, and you'll feel more fulfilled inside too. You'll see you're going to have a life-changing experience. Well, and then you maybe want to pick up the trash.
We talked about greetings and goings and salutations on the last one of how you see someone. No. I smile and say hello to people all the time. It's genuine. Hello. How you doing? Have a good day.
But that's at the gym. We talked about it at the gym. We talked about it at the office. I'm talking about complete strangers from the time you leave your residence to the time you walk through your office door, the building door. It doesn't have to be the floor that you're on. Anybody that makes eye contact with you, acknowledge with a positive affirmation. You look nice today. Your shoes look – I like those shoes. Are those the new ones? And you'll see how fulfilling it is.
That's going to either make them think I'm gay, or two, get me in the fucking human resources office if I start talking to everybody like that.
No. I did not say in your building. I said –
I know.
Just your commute to work, that three-minute walk that you have. And then tell me how many people you've made positive comments to. And once you start to see and you feel their excitement and the joy – Larry, you can't do this.
Can I do that? Yeah, exactly. Every woman's name, hit her on them. Can I do it in an English accent? Like, hello, jolly-o.
Yes.
Hello, governor. All right.
That's my saying. Hello, governor. Yeah, I want some tea today. Hello, governor. On that Snapchat filter. I love that.
Cheerio. Did you play earlier on when I was trying to call you on Skype? Did you listen to the messages I left you?
When?
I left you two voicemails because it wasn't picking up. They're great. I won't play them on
air. I didn't think they were real voicemails. I didn't do everything.
You'll enjoy them. It's me being typical me. It's almost funny without the filter. It's something I usually would say on the Snapchat filter, but they were good. All right.
That's your thing you're going to do, and then I'll let you know about my trash update, and I think everybody else should do something like that. I think we all have to give back to the community.
All right, let's take a pause to let's approach the listeners out there, the audience, bring them into this little podcast. All you people out there listening to the T podcast and listening to Bilo and myself talking about how we're men that want to become better men as much as we can. We want to empower ourselves, but empower others. We're challenging you, as we're challenging ourselves, to do that, to be a better person. Greet someone, ask them how their day is going, but be genuine about it. When you say hello, yes, say with a smile. Compliment them. Find something about them that you want to compliment. And we're saying not only will you make them feel better, but you will make yourself feel better as well. That is T and Bilo's tip of the day. We're going to practice what we preach, and we're also going to try it, and we'll let you know on the next podcast how that went, whether or not we got slapped in the face or people were actually acting back or saying, you know what? You too, stranger. I would like for you to also have a miraculous day. So that's to all of you.
Yeah, I think everybody should do it.
You know what I do see? Because I live in, obviously, the family neighborhood, and these geese are always fucking, because of global warming, these geese are fucked up. They don't fly south for the winter. They're here year long now. And because the snow comes later and the spring and summer comes sooner, they're here all the time. And they need to eat. It's like gang wars, the turf wars. And I kind of figured out, living here all these years, how it works. A goose, whatever they're called, the goose and the gander, they mate and they have a family. The baby little goslings, they grow probably within 3 weeks to full size. And what I see out here, the group is usually a family. They're just full size. It's like a mom, a dad, and 4 to 5 other geese. They're all over Fenway when it's raining, it's snowing, whatever. They want grubs. They want the worms, the shit that falls from the trees. Now, there is an old lady. I'm trying to figure out where she came from, because I've been seeing her the past 2 months. There's an elderly home in my community. I never saw her come in and out of that building. And my mother, even when she was younger, before she passed away, before she became older, would always go down to the square in East Boston and bring the old bread. When the bread started getting stale, she would go there and throw it to the pigeons. She was always
don't give birds bread.
Well, my mother did. So now this lady has bread and crackers. She has one of those old lady push carts that you would go shopping in and put your bags in. She has bread and crackers, and the geese follow her up and down these roads in the fens. In Boston, if anyway, and they honk to her and they gravitate towards her. Other ones will run away because they're not used to that. But they're so, I don't know how you want to call it, but so used to being around humans now. And this one woman, every morning when I'm walking to the office, she has so much with her fucking Bilo, and she's feeding all these fucking geese. I swear there was a day this week that she was probably feeding at least 60 fucking geese.
But you should explain to her Explain to her she should not be giving bread to those birds, because it fills them up and there's no nourishment and they die.
Well, these geese are fucking huge. They probably come up to my fucking waist. They probably weigh about 40 pounds a piece. When they shit like dogs. They shit like full-grown piles of shit that a dog would shit. And usually it's green because they're picking from the earth. They're picking from the green. But they're all over Fenway. And it's if I manage to come by this old lady – first, I will open up with a very friendly greeting, as we agreed upon. I would say, hello, how are you and the birds today? La, 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 something like that. And then I'll say, by the way, not to critique you, because I'm trying to be nice, but it came to my attention by my friend Bilo, you should not be feeding these birds bread, because when they walk away from you, they die after you feed them the bread. So you may want
to. First of all, when you go up to her, you should go up to her and say, hi. Oh, it's a nice thing that you're doing, trying to feed the animals. People like you who care about our environment are important. But did you know that if you're going to feed the birds, you should give them some of more nourishment? Bread offers them no nourishment, and it fills them up, and they lack the nutrients that they need to live, and they may die.
Now, what should I recommend, though? She's going to want a supplement for the bread. I don't know what to feed the geese.
Well, the birds, though, they eat, I think the geese are omnivores, so I think they eat bugs, and I think they eat plants. So you could offer some
salad,
insects, some chicken.
I don't know. Like, again, this is a lady that's getting rid of the shit that's going bad in her house. She's going to think that way. Well,
buy geese food. Geese food. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to walk around.
She's probably poor. She's probably just get rid of shit that's going bad. She's not going
to
buy
geese. I love birds. I'm going to walk around with bird seed, and I'm going to start throwing it to the birds.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're going to come and they're going to shit. And then all the people in your neighborhood are going to fucking call you the bird guy that brings the birds and that shit all over the
country. I'm not going to do it here when I'm going on my walks.
Your walks
still. It's nice. I'll be walking everywhere and taking my bicycle everywhere. You'll see me all over the place on that bicycle.
You sound like a fucking maniac. So you're going to be riding around on a bicycle, picking up fucking trash and throwing birdseed. Picture that.
I'm going to be that guy on the side of the road. And I got a reflective vest. I'll go show it to you if you want.
We'll blur your face out. I want video footage of that. And when I get the YouTube page up and running, we're going to show Bilo's fucking bicycle adventures. Because that sounds nuts. I hope somebody's going to fucking hit you off your bike. And then you're going to react. And you're going to do something violent. And this will all be for nothing. You're going to be back to the old Bilo. You can't do that.
I'm 11 out of 5. But I think everybody should contribute to the environment. And we should make a day. An act of kindness day. Random act of kindness day. You should start it.
I'll find a day we can do that. All right, Bilo, we covered a lot. We recorded a few podcasts. We got into a lot of topics. So I'm going to break it up into a couple over the next few weeks. I just want to let people know out there, and I said it on my podcast that I did by myself, but I have a lot going on the next few weekends. I will be out of pocket. I may be even out of Wi-Fi. I may not have my computer set up as I move.
I want to do a takeover. Let me do the podcast one day. I'll interview a guest.
No. We could talk about that off the podcast. Maybe we could do something like that. We could figure it out. But again, we've recorded a lot that I could cover the next couple of weeks. So I recorded three or four podcasts on my own with you.
I can give them the updates of you moving, and I can interview my own guest.
That'd be hilarious. I could call in on the phone and be like, hey, I'm alive. I got electricity. You could hear something like that. All right, Bilo, you want to cue up your – I shouldn't have to tell you that. When I do the All Right, Bilo, you should always get the song going. Otherwise, I'm going to go to the Borat bit every time we go through this. Yeah, again, the co-host, you're supposed to be doing all this stuff.
Be quiet.
Ladies and gentlemen, getting his music ready.
I took a screenshot by mistake.
That's great. All right, Bilo, we'll pick this up in a couple of weeks. Hang tight, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, good luck on your move, and hopefully your backpack can hold all that stuff.
I hope it can. All right, brother, I'll talk to you.
Peace out.
All right. I hope you like that podcast with myself and Bilo shooting the shit. Soon enough, we'll have places to find Bilo on social media. In the meantime, where to find me? On Instagram. The_T_podcast for all the podcast related stuff. And T-Blog, T-B-L-A-W-G, all one word for some amazing picks. I'm also on Twitter, T-Blog, all one word. You can email me. You have some questions for myself and Bilo that you liked about the show, that you didn't like, why we're so fucking crazy, things you want us to talk about. Email me and we'll get to it. Next time I have Bilo on the show, we'll talk about it. So you can email me at t@t-blog.com. You can message me on the Facebook page, follow T-Blog. And of course, here on iTunes and the place that started it all, tblog.com, every Tuesday and Thursday. So I'll be interested to hear what you have to say about my conversations with Bilo as we talk about different topics throughout. And definitely reach out to us, and we'll be on here. So as you know, we close this out. Until next time, always take it there.
Say what's on my mind at any given time of day, 'cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything.